Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You have like a little tiny waist and I don't. So like when I put on jeans, I can look very boxy, but I like these jeans because like you take them off and they literally look like they have a girl shape.
Well, I think
so. They fake it.
You know what these remind me of? The good old Pepe jeans from the 90s.
That.
They give you that nice butt. They're like nice upside down heart kind of situation.
I'm liking the shape
Not
of these.
Not that I've been looking at your butt, but maybe I've been looking
Thank
at your
you.
Butt, Kristen.
I'm liking the shape of the.
I am a human
made
being.
Made me put on lipstick. It's so gooey.
I did, because she said, I don't look good in orange. I said, I think you look great in orange, but you just need a brighter color on your
lip. If anyone's noticing, yes, I'm wearing orange again, and but this is not the same orange as I wore twice before. I don't know why I keep picking orange. I don't think orange looks good on me, but we're living in this freaking tiny house, and I have no clothes, and I found this literally in the corner of the – I can't see myself wear my clothes anymore. I've maxed them out. You know that thing where minimalist people, they're like, all you need is like 8 t-shirts and 3 pairs of pants? I'm like, oh my God, my days are never different.
Are we podcasting right now?
I think we are podcasting.
Let's podcast, because I wanted to say about that we've been – everybody's busy. You guys – I don't even need to say that we're busy.
Yeah.
But my – like – our walk-in closet is such a disaster that, like, if you were a minimalist person, you would be so you'd vomit in my
you'd be
closet
barfed out.
Because it's sort of like
you find
like,
a sandwich.
Well, you know what? I have to go to this thing, and I need a black tank top to wear underneath it. So I'm just going to spend $7 at Target and get it. Which is like, I hate doing that because it's like,
I know
it feels like you're wasting money, and that every good deal you've ever found is like out the window because
because you do a fast buy instead of like thinking it through. No,
yes.
I get it.
Yeah,
I get it. Our entire upstairs, oh man, let me tell you about our neighborhood right now. So we're still in the renovation, you guys. I know you guys are tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of living with my roommates. We're living in this tiny house above our garage, and COVID came through real hard, got me, got my husband, got my daughter.
Finally got them, everybody.
Everybody got them. Finn got it way before us anyway, but we are all good and healthy. Thank God it's over.
Thank God.
But let me just say, during that time, my husband opted to try to quarantine in our front house, which is literally has no electricity or water, but our top 3 bedrooms are still like operational, so to speak. So at any point you walk by our house, there is... First of all, the fence has been torn out, so there's giant holes in the front yard.
Awesome.
There's no grass. Okay. There's 45 dumpsters and a giant, whatever you call it, container for dumpster crap. There's cups and workers' shit everywhere.
They'll just like leave a bottle of piss someplace,
yes,
won't they?
Yes, they will. They will.
I'm not exaggerating. I found it.
I'm kind of like, here's what I think about anything. Like when you're sick, this is me, and this is where I get weird. And you know this about me, to be in hotel rooms, and I'm a little bit like type A in a hotel room. In my head, I'm like, yes, I am sick, but I don't need to live in a sick space.
No.
So I will, no matter how sick I am, like pick up my my Kleenex, or I'll organize the medicine so it looks kind of nice, because it makes me think that maybe that part of me doesn't have to feel terrible.
Oh God, of course.
So like, I don't know, this idea of like, you're renovating a house, but it has to look like a shithole. I don't buy it. Like, clean up your wrappers, man.
It's
like,
it's different if it's just a new build and nobody's there, but you people are there and you wave hi to them in the morning. So don't leave
your goddamn cup. That's like gross to me. So I'm cleaning up everybody's shit. My husband is basically a squatter in our house, and you walk by and it's like, for 1 hour it's pretty hot in there, but it's not terrible. But for 1 hour, old man Sweeney is
looking
out the window without a shirt on.
It is, may I say, it's very Streetcar Named Desire. It's like, he is a hairy, there's a little Alec Baldwin vibe from, he's hot, he's got a wife beater on, he's yelling out the window.
He does not have a wife beater on.
He has no shirt on.
He has no shirt on. He is fully all skin from the waist up, and all you see is his poor, like really round Irish head with a bad haircut and an overgrown beard.
Is he keeping the nipples below the window line?
He's nipples below the window line, which I'm like, you know what? Everyone around us.
It's hard to make eye contact if there's nipples in front of you for everybody.
Everybody involved. And I said, Colin, we have done what nobody has done. And we have successfully decreased the value of homes in this neighborhood simply because we live here.
We added square footage
we've become the neighbors that everybody is like, is this ever going to change? And I'm like, I don't know. I think we're like two steps from having like a car on blocks in our front yard.
I feel like people don't know you. Their neighbors are walking by and they're like, well, it looks like they were trying to tear this down, but that squatter won't leave. So they're just working around him up in that room.
It's so sad. And he just like has his little hand on his head, or his head on his hand, you know, and he's like sitting there and he waves at me. I go, don't you dare like say hi to people when they walk by. This is too creepy. We started out creepy.
Because pretty soon, Colin, they're going to be like, what's wrong with that guy?
Why is he up in the house? Look, that spot's already taken. We got a weirdo in the neighborhood. I don't want it to be us. We are clearly the hillbillies of the neighborhood. We're like, at this point, the neighbors are like, you know, they give us like the wave of like, is it done yet?
Let's wrap it up.
You think
okay.
I'm having a good time?
No.
We're living on top of each other. Like, I've been wearing the same shirt for 8 days in a row. I'm not having fun anymore.
I do
this
like
is no
the
fun.
Orange. I especially like it because we are doing a Halloween podcast episode. We might do more. Who knows?
We might do
we
more.
Love, if you don't know us, we love Halloween, both
and
of us.
By the way, I'd like to say our house is fully equipped for Halloween, just in a more authentic space than we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it looks like there's rubble. There's rubble. There's like
there's trouble.
A haunted dumpster.
There's an old weird man in the top floor.
Yes, they've got trouble.
They're like the right neighborhood kids are going to be like, I've heard there's a ghost in the top of the Sweeney house. I'll be like, yep.
There's a
ghost
chance
of
I could,
COVID past.
There's a chance I could be referencing musicals this entire podcast for some reason because they just keep coming into my
head.
What
do you mean? Like Halloween musicals?
I just said, we've got trouble here in River City.
We've got trouble.
With
what's
a capital
that
C and that rhymes with B and that stands for Colin. Sweeney.
Mr. Sweeney. Old Sweeney Todd.
Right? I got my cat ears on. I'm not
they're
allowed
kind
to,
of slutty cat ears. They're kind
you.
Of slutty cat ears.
You know what? Who knows? Maybe my husband and I will go
you're
to some
be a
weird neighborhood.
Pussy?
Always. No, my husband wishes, doesn't he?
Husband
just
wishes.
Our house, nowhere else.
My husband is like, whatever costume you're going to wear, it's going to be one that's salty, surly, probably mannish.
It's going to involve a hammer.
Yeah. He's like, why don't you try going as a woman for Halloween sometime? I'm like, that is not true. I dress as a woman. And then I started unpacking it. And I was like,
yeah. No, what does that mean exactly, Colin?
Well, he says I choose to dress in a masculine nature more often than I choose to dress in a feminine nature. And I say, stay in your lane, sir. Go back to your front room in your weird den. Take off your shirt and hand out candy from there. We'll see how that goes.
That's right, you wacky neighbor. Because it's not the 1920s. Pants are allowed. You're not going to get a ticket.
He wants me to, I think he would love it if I was like, I'm going to go with something real boobalicious this year. I'm not doing that.
No.
How can I hand out candy? We're already those people. I mean, I should just come out. You know what I should do? I should just wear a bikini top and
here's who I think of should wear those costumes and that it's okay for it. Like, we have a friend, Bridget, real boobalicious. There's no costume she can get that's not boobalicious. So it's
right.
Like, you be what you want to be for Halloween, and those guys are just gonna be there hanging out. And
but you're those guys? The guys?
These guys.
Those guys, the two
and
guys.
And then the other guys, like your husband, hanging out. Callan, you've had enough candy here.
Boobalicious. Everybody's boobalicious at this point. Listen,
I know.
I'm not saying I do like women who like embrace femininity and show cleavage. I got nothing against that. I just think it's weird if I do it. I think I'm weird about it. I don't want to be, because I honestly think my boobs are like one of the best things about me, and I paid for them lock, stock, and barrel. But I do like my boobs. I just, in terms of Halloween costume, I'm like, first of all, I can't navigate kids and have those out.
Well, I don't think that's where you're going to do it. This is where I picture you bringing them out for a good time. It's like, you're not going to do the up smash. You're not going to do like a saloon madam. I'm going to do that.
You're going to do that. And you'd be great at that. Boobs and all.
You're going to do like a real low V.
I would do a low V.
And so it's just going to be like a little hint of under boob thing.
But Jen, where am I going to do a low V?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe your husband needs to take you a really nice dinner and you'll do it. Just be like.
Because I'm thinking to myself, I got to have my hands on my hips. I got to monitor candy intake. Am I gonna do side boob with like this posture? Like,
No.
I want to be able to like talk to the kids and bend down and not worry a nipple's making its way out.
No.
I don't want to be anybody's conversation later about walking a line of inappropriateness. I do that already at parties.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you wear what you want to. You look good in a 3-piece suit. I say
thank
do
you.
That again.
I've just never felt more sexy than when I dress like kind of. I find that very sexy.
Yeah, everybody agrees. That's a whole deal. I think it's like, well, if you think about, well, we didn't know we were getting into this.
Well,
I'm sorry, but
it's a Halloween costume.
Can of worms, which is that I always think like very like universally seen as like attractive men have sort of feminine features, like high cheekbones or like very like haunting eyes or something like that, very full lips, which is feminine. And a lot of women who are universally seen as attractive, you know,
have a little masculine thing. Totally. I agree with that. And I can go the other way. Like I think Sofia Vergara, we're big Modern Family fiends. We watch it every night. And I'm like, damn, that girl rocks it, like with her heels and the tight dresses and the beautiful hair and the, God, I wish.
She cannot not do a boobie Halloween costume,
because she's got such
one.
Good boobies. And, what? Like, they're big and they're bountiful, and God bless you.
I mean, she could be wearing, like, a scary clown outfit, and you're like, well,
no, I know what's underneath
I'm
there.
I'm not looking at your face, Pennywise.
Yeah.
I'm looking at
your
down
other
below.
Two clown noses.
Yeah. Yeah,
honk, honk, honk. I might. You never know.
She's got great legs. Don't wear a clown costume.
And then we'll put this to bed and get into it. But I will say, I was surprised, and that's a nice way for me to say this, because my husband tells this story much better than me. My husband tells the story of when we were at my son and daughter's preschool, where they happened to be, my son was in kindergarten and my daughter was 3, and they were at the same school for a very short time.
Yeah.
They have a Halloween party and the parents are invited. And my husband said, I just kept waiting for you to get there because I knew once you saw this one mom's costume that you would not be able to hide.
The shock and awe.
The shock and awe and judgment of what you were seeing. Granted, this was, Jen,
okay,
3 p.m.
school.
3 p.m. at a preschool.
Tell me what she's doing.
And I walked in, and my husband is eyeballing me, and I can feel like he's really staring at me. So then I just start tracking, not on purpose, and then I see it.
Don't we all do that? Your husband's looking at you too much. It just means he's trying not to look at something else. Yeah, we all know that feeling. And it's okay.
I'm like, why does he have his eyes locked on me? It means he doesn't want me to catch him.
Exactly.
Looking at something else.
It's like when your dog goes into the crate on its own. It's like, I'm going to get in trouble if I stay out.
Yeah, you're like, you shit somewhere. I just don't know where.
Yeah, you're
already putting yourself in the doghouse.
Good thinking, buddy.
Good thinking. You preempted your trouble.
Keep him right
so
here.
So he's eyeballing me, and I'm like, oh, I know there's boobs somewhere. That guy.
He's got his boob eyes on.
He's got his boob eyes on, and he's got a weird smile and probably a stiffy. And I...
Well, this preschool is we got to rethink what's going on at this school. If I were one of the other parents, I would talk to that headmaster be like,
I would talk to that parent. Like, I walked in and I forgot where I was for a second. I was like, are we at an adult party? Are we Burning Man? I didn't know.
In my head, I feel like you're really upset. This is what I picture you do. You walk your husband over with his boner because he's in a... He's in a Pennywise clown outfit, so it's very obvious. It's very Sofia Vergara. And you're like, look what you did. Look what you did to my husband. This is embarrassing and upsetting for everyone here. And he is just a human
he's
being.
Like,
you
can't be honest. Honk, honk.
And you just make him go in the car. You're like, he's going to miss the cute parade because of you.
He cannot have a boner at this preschool, ma'am. So I did walk in, and there was a hot nurse. And when I say that, I'm saying a lace... bralette.
Nope.
With no, it was sheer.
What? What?
And help me through this. This is about sexy under tops, okay. And I don't know what they are.
Like a bustier.
Thank you. And then what's the thing? Is that the thing that like goes underneath and is tight?
Yeah, like corset.
The thing. Okay. Yeah. But then the booby top would look like a bra, but it was just lace.
What kind of nurse wears that?
And then she had a cape like she was a nurse. I was like, I've been to the hospital. My labor and delivery nurse was basically wearing like chainmail. I am not. This is not. So I go.
I don't trust a nurse unless she's got like a pencil, like one of those like rulers and stuff print on
right,
her.
She's got her lanyard and yeah. She like whips it to the side. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I saw her and I went through so many different emotions because I was like, oh my God, I can see her boobs. Oh my God, I can kind of see her nipples. Oh my God, where are we? Were we at Burning Man? We're at preschool. What time is it? It's 3? Are we having drinks? No, this is kids. They're
so
doing
bizarre.
Their, whose parent is that? Why are you wearing that? My husband has a boner. That's exactly what happened in the speed of time. And the whole time my face was showing all of those emotions as I... But yeah, what I was trying to pull away from was judgment. But I'm sorry, lady. I'm just going to judge you. That's like poor showing. Like if you're having an adult party at night, God bless you. But that made things
3 o'clock
in the afternoon. And she had on those kind of boots that are latexy looking with the bottom part that's real thick. What do you call those?
I think
sexy boots.
I think she was between shifts. If you know what I mean. I think.
And you know what? If she was. See, that's why I don't want to judge her, because if she was, then I applaud her for being at the school. But I certainly don't think she was. I think this was a effort.
Have I told you this story? You guys are podcasting. This is not what
we're
talking about. This is
not, we're going to get into it.
So when I was in college, I waited tables. And God forgive whoever in this story I offend. Because
we offend everybody, but we never mean to offend anybody.
People talk, and I was talking about, we've had a whole episode about how I don't like how people say stuff because you can never take it back. Like,
you'll
always leave like a shadow of doubt in somebody's mind. But this really ties into like my hot flash and a whole lot of like other things. Which is that when I was waiting tables, I wore this flapper outfit during the day, and you know how much I love Halloween. So I had another
and the 20s together.
I led together.
Also,
the same
something
time.
That people don't do enough. The 20s, the roaring 20s. Anyway, go ahead.
Not
idea.
Anymore. It kind of like
it disappeared. It will come back.
Yes. So I had a flapper costume for during the day. I had the whole thing. I had like an antique purse. I had the antique jewelry.
Right.
I had the, because that's who I am. And then I had another costume for at night because I was like waiting tables at night and it was going to be busy. So I was like, I got to have an outfit with comfy shoes.
Right.
I think I played Sonny Bono. I can't
remember.
That's
super funny.
What my costume was. But during the day, this woman, she always used to come in and sit on my section on Fridays with this guy. And they always had lunch together on Friday afternoons. Never thought, they always asked for me because I knew exactly what they wanted. They were always super sweet.
In love when you get your regulars, so
I
you
know.
Just start to
like,
love. And
super sweet tippers and stuff. And she said to me, like, this was interesting. It was like a month before, she was like, do you know anything about computers? And I was like, well, I mean, kind of just like.
Actually, she does.
I mean, this was so long ago. It was literally like.
You mean my blue Macintosh that sits on my
I've
desk?
I've got an Apple like, IIe that weighs 4,000 pounds.
The one
pounds.
With the floppy
sure,
disk?
I know my way around.
I
exactly.
Sure do.
But I thought it was a funny thing to ask. And she was like, oh, because my son needs a computer for school. He's in middle school or whatever. He needs to start. Like, if I brought in like a Best Buy ad, could you help me pick what would be a good one? And I was like, flattered and thought it was sweet. And I'm like, why on earth would you ever ask me?
That's what makes you feel loved.
Yeah.
Like, It just makes you feel like you live on a planet that cares about you when you're a server and somebody's super kind to you and makes it a little bit personal. Yeah. It just is really nice.
Sort of like, and I also got the sense, too, you wait on people and you're like, they like me, but they're not here to chat. They're here to chat with each other. Whatever.
It is nice when they're like, care about you.
I know that. Remember you and think you're more than just the person that like refills their coffee or whatever. And so she said, she goes, I love your costume. I love it so much. And I go, well, do you want to borrow it? Because are you going out tonight? I go, I have
another. So typical Jen.
I go, I have another one that I'm going to wear tonight. I'll just leave it in a bag at the end of my shift. And then you can come pick it up and you can wear it, you know?
So nice.
So I left it up at the front and I told my boss, I was like, that woman that comes in, she's going to come pick it up. So will you grab it out from underneath the thing to give to her? And he goes, you're loaning that costume to her? I go, yeah. He goes, I don't think you want it back or something really like that. And I go, what do you mean? And
he was like, I already don't like him.
Yeah. That's some issue. What?
Sorry.
Are you shocked that your manager of the bar you worked at in college might have had some
problems
stuff going on?
Not as kind as he could be. And now I'm thinking about it. And that was a really dumb thing to say.
Yeah. And he goes, you know what she's going to do in that costume? I go, have a great Halloween. I don't know. He goes, you know what she does, right? You know how she meets with that guy every Friday? She's a
prostitute.
Yeah. And I go, I don't believe you. I don't think that that's true. I have conversations with her, but like, because I don't know in my head. I was so young. I don't know what I thought.
We thought that was, because we grew up with like Hunter, so we thought that like anything, any sex worker was like
a drug addict,
like on the side of the road with a cigarette, and like, you know what? I think when you get a little bit older and you look at life and you think how hard things are, and you have kids, there's not a woman on planet Earth that's like, if times got tough and my kids were hungry, that I wouldn't do that for money. That's how I feel about it.
Exactly what happened, because my mom happened to call me, who is not known for like shedding like a really bright light in the right direction on things.
But can surprise you.
She really does. And in this instance, because I felt like I'd kind of done something wrong, because my boss was kind of laughing at me like I was naive
made
and
nice
I didn't know.
Thing seedy. And I don't think he should have said anything like that. And he's being judgmental, so screw that guy.
On so many levels. He was so wrong at so many levels. And
I'm sure he hit on you at one point, too. See what I mean?
I felt wrong, and I didn't know what I was wrong about until my mom called that day, probably to ask, like, what I was going to do for Halloween. And I was really young, you guys, and I said, I go, I did this thing, and I feel kind of
weird
about it. And I told her the story, and she goes, I cannot believe you. And for a split second, I thought she was going to say, you're really naive, you're really dumb or whatever. She goes, you don't know her. You don't know why she does what she does.
Right.
And you have no right to judge her. And I did not raise you. She goes, if I needed to do that to feed you kids, I would do that. She goes, you don't know if she has kids or not. I go, oh, yeah, she does. Like, I got chills thinking about it. I go, she does have kids. And I was like, I mean, it really like flipped a switch in my brain where I was like, you keep your mouth shut about – also, why are we judging people like that for anyway?
Right. Listen, all that being said, I still judge the lady at the preschool
because
I knew that it was
too
expensive to
That's right. You know that you're going to be
around other children,
bunch of kids, and you know Christine's husband's going to get a boner.
Boner if a slight breeze that's nice to him breeze. That's why he's sitting in the window. He's just an old man with a boner in the window of our really nice neighborhood, you guys. But bravo for you for giving that costume. And you know what?
I hope that woman's doing okay. Yeah, I think she
is.
All
right, let's get into it.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the Savings Challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is our Halloween episode. This is our podcast. Hey, if you don't rate and review and subscribe, will you please, and say nice things?
Oh,
because
yeah, guys,
that's boy. How we keep this ship afloat.
That's right.
And it's a big operation of a team of two women and husbands. What's your problem?
Casey
is no longer with us.
Well, she's not alive.
She's alive,
but she's moved on to
greener pastures.
Younger that pastures. Sounds, I don't know.
Does that mean she's, if you say somebody moved on to greener pastures, does that mean they died?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it means that
Casey quit.
I think what that means is she gets asked to buy jumbo tampons a lot less.
So but you don't know what her situation
she's
is.
She's got great things. Be on the lookout for Casey. She's doing some really
she's
cool
doing great
stuff.
Things. We're happy her little wings are spreading and flying, and that's not weird. She's going to be dressing as a nurse. I'm just kidding. That's not true. We love Casey. She's no longer working with iMom so hard, but she's our dear friend and we love her.
So if we forgot to record this, turn the sound on, look really weird, we're going to throw her right under
the bus and say that it was her, and she's sitting right there because she's not.
But
okay.
Part of the problem is I have all this stuff printed out that I wanted to tell you. I've been back pocketing this as a hot flash for so long. And I can't find the exact one, so it's in here somewhere. I just have a million pieces of paper that I want to share.
This is what happens when somebody who's really tech savvy leaves us, because we're like, where's my notebook?
Yeah.
You guys know I sent my notes on Carrier Pigeon.
I put this on a piece of parchment.
You guys, I put it on a scroll.
I wrote it in calligraphy.
And where's my quill?
We meant to tell like spooky stories.
Yes.
But all these ones that I kept finding, I was like, wait. Is this about smashing the patriarchy, you guys? It's not. Kristen already rolled her eyes at me.
I'm not rolling my eyes at smashing the patriarchy. I'm just like, whenever somebody starts a conversation like that, I'm like, where's the dip?
Yeah.
Like, where can I go to the keg?
You know what?
Listen,
I don't disagree with you.
But here's the other thing. I also don't want to talk about Pinterest because I hate that too. I'm not really sure what I don't know what people talk about that I do like.
Okay. Well, I saw this. It happened in September.
Okay.
And this
is this our hot flash?
This is a hot flash. This is going out to this lady.
We're starting it with a hot flash.
Start with a hot flash, you guys. Vampire Grave shows 17th century fear of women who, quote unquote, didn't fit in.
Awesome.
Okay. So they unearthed this body that was buried in 17th century Poland, accused of being a vampire. We don't know if she was. Maybe a lot of people accused
of being witches. I have very large incisors.
You're Polish, a little bit Polish, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're Czech.
Eastern,
it's really close.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is how they found the body, and this is pretty creepy, but also pretty awesome. When I go into some of these other ones that I found, okay, a sharp sickle was placed across her neck, ready to decapitate her should she jolt awake after death. And a padlock was placed around her big toe. It locked her to her coffin. Okay.
Wait, she wasn't dead in there?
Well, that's the thing. You know they put her in there when she probably was not dead yet, because they weren't into doing nice things.
God, it's just the history of man. It's like, how can you make this thing worse? So gross.
In lieu of reading books, we're going to fear monsters.
We're going to fear monsters.
Exactly. But
Jesus.
So this is what they used to think, you guys. And this is how so many of our like Halloween traditions and like spooky stuff, the chains and everything, came into be. Okay. Ways to protect against the return of the dead include cutting off the hand, the head or legs, placing the deceased face down to bite them into the ground. They would burn them or they would smash them with a stone. So, okay, in this case, the woman, there was a site like a gardening, like or like a falling tool. Thing. Yeah.
So she woke up and she was like, like yeah. if you were like pretending like you were if falling in your dream and you woke up, you'd be dead.
Yeah. Her head the would irony. Be cut off. I know. Exactly. But so they used to like put these big rocks and boulders, but like so they couldn't come out of the ground. But all I say is, yeah, you fear a powerful woman. Like,
right. They're doing all these things. They're like, she's so powerful, she's going to come back from like flatlining.
This is how they.
Also, it freaks me out thinking about being buried face down.
I know. That's so horrible. That's everybody's nightmare, right?
Also, because I'm Catholic, all I can think is everybody would be going to my wake and I'd be like face down in a casket and it would be like ass end up.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I don't want that. What I want is a lot of work after the fact, so everyone's like, "She's never looked better."
Prop me up in the right places.
You just pull my neck back.
You bring in somebody who does like a did all the makeup on like
Avatar.
Exactly.
You get me in there, and I want you to pull shit back. I want you to. I want them to be like, "Did she lose 10 pounds?"
Exactly.
If you lay me in there and I look like I've. Like sleeping with drool on coming out of my mouth. I'm going to be so pissed.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. They also thought that, so historians now believe that this kind of thing was done to quote unquote witches, but I got more to say about that later because they think it could have been because her gender, a physical deformity, a social anomaly that was considered immoral. Not a supernatural explanation, but I kind of like to think that bitch had a supernatural
vagina.
Maybe. Well, but that's what they used to think. What are
you saying? Read it again. It said she had a deformity.
They might.
So there was something that she presented with that was different. She had a social thing.
I'll tell you what the other one was. This woman that they found buried as a witch. She was like. Tortured. Okay.
God.
So this is what.
Let that be a lesson to you, women. Like you want to talk fear because
you want to talk about scary. That's what we do to each other. It's not like
God.
That's what I'm saying is if you got to go through the torture of being that death of being a witch. I hope to God you were a witch so you can come back and get a little bit of revenge.
Supreme on those assholes.
So they found this one body that's 1600 years old. It was unearthed. She was fixed with her left hand behind her back so that she couldn't get out. But that's what they used to, isn't everybody right-handed? Maybe left-handed. Maybe they're just like, she's left-handed, so she's probably a witch.
My husband is left-handed, and his mother was like, work your right hand. Like, it's just like, they're like, I do say they're touched by the devil a little bit, but that's just my.
So her body, she was only 25. Her body showed evidence of having been tortured by the village people at only 25.
Oh my God, I wonder what the rumors were or what her affect was that people were like, she's a witch.
I'm going to tell you.
Ooh.
Most women accused of witchcraft tended to be older, yet occasionally young women found themselves accused of witchcraft, usually if they ended up in relationships with the wrong man or even if they had been sexually abused by a man of influence. So they would say, the men would say they had been bewitched
by this woman
and that they couldn't control themselves. So they blame her. So I hope she comes back in a very strong way to his house.
I hope she buggers them in their sleep. I hope every night they're like, ooh, what? Like, the idea that, like, we always, it's such a longer conversation, but that we blame the woman, it's just.
Always.
And women blame women. Like, we do that because, I don't know, there's something deeply internal in us that's like, we can't shine the light on the person at fault. And I don't know what that is, but. I want to help her. I don't want any of us put into a casket.
No, we got it. We got to work together. Here's another song for this. Sisters,
sisters,
there were never such devoted sisters. So
that's a really fun movie. And
I know that's a good one.
I'm going to add on to your witch story because...
Okay. You guys, I'm obsessed with witches. And
me too.
I really get upset when people say that they're evil. I'm like,
I do think they are a little bit evil.
Well, I do have one.
I'm sorry.
Really...
Wizard of Oz ruined me. I'm never going to ever.
Hello. But let's not forget that the guy that wrote Wizard of Oz was also a genocidal maniac that called for the systematic extermination of the Lakota Sioux back in his day. He was a newspaper publisher. So everything's a little infused with evil. You want to talk about a witch, that guy.
There we go. You just really, yeah. That
Sorry.
Made a lot of,
okay. How many boners are there out there?
My husband's. Are you dressed like a nurse? Okay.
He does like history, though.
He does like history. Okay. So if you're from a small town or even a big city, but there, because I have a couple examples, because I like witches too. And I always wonder, especially if you listen to like true crime or historical true crime, whenever witches are hunted or like whatever it was, I believe, this is me being woo-woo, I believe when you get women together and they're choosing to be in agreement, mm-hmm. it's like the play The Bacchae. Have you ever heard of The Bacchae?
Yeah.
The Bacchae is a Greek tragedy where I actually don't remember the beginning of it, but a son is murdered. And so the women get together and they are in a circle. And because of their energy as women and mothers, like they're able to like conjure another thing that kills the person that killed the boy.
Ooh.
So like there is, has always been in history, this power of women in numbers, which I just sort of dig, obviously. Like I'm, first of all, yes, nobody likes a team more than me. And like,
it's what we do, man.
Yeah. You get a group of women together and it's really, come see our live show. It's really bad.
Yeah, you'll see.
But when I was growing up in Central City, there was this rumor that there was this witch's graveyard, and it's not a rumor. It's real. In Aurora, Nebraska, which is a town next to us, who we played in volleyball, and we won. Go Huskies. What's up, Bison? They were the Huskies. And here's what I appreciate. There is a website called Nebraska Haunted Houses. And just the way that this caption is worded, I'm like, God bless you. I can tell you're from Nebraska, just the way you word something. All right. So
how is it worded?
I'm going to read it.
Oh, okay. Also, you know, there's probably a Husker logo somewhere
on there,
too. Yeah, there
is. 100%. It says link to tickets here. Okay, it says, the witch's grave is an ancient, isolated grave in our Aurora City Cemetery that has a mossy tombstone and a protruding marker said to be a warning to deter others from witchcraft. Stories say that the witch, she was an eccentric, which was enough to make people of the town think she was a witch and blame her for the bad things that happened. Mm-hmm. Eventually, they hanged her for her crime of oddness. Other reports say that the woman who was buried here was completely normal and was not at all a witch.
Probably.
And simply died of an illness. And her name was Sarah. And she was buried with her 7-month-old daughter, Mary, which is in its. I know. But that's like, every story that you've read or that we've read about witches, there's always this conversation about their, like an oddness. Maybe. People who are not neurotypical seemed odd and theirs seemed touched. I mean, people who were ever born with Down syndrome or born special needs or anything were seen with a deficit. But what's so different is that with witches in particular, or women who were said to be witches, there was something different about them, but they were not foreseeably different in the way they looked, which is like, which is an interesting thing to think about. Like, I'm always like, what was the town witch like? This woman was so famous and it wasn't even in our town. She was a town over, that there was a witch's graveyard for her, and it was her and her daughter. So you wonder if she was eccentric or if, I mean, listen, if you're going down for being odd, I'm next up. There should be like a whole town outside.
Trust me.
Say that you and
all
I
the
are
time.
Done.
When my son was reading The Witches, like third grade was that? And he said, you know, he was asking questions about it. And look, you know me, I love to go off on this subject. And I was like, people like to call people, women specifically, like a witch or strange if they're not like following the norms. You know, most of them were like midwives. Guess what they were doing? Encroaching on the town doctor's business, you know? Book learning stuff that they weren't supposed to, you know. I would have been called a witch because Miss Sweeney and I, we work, we say things that we shouldn't, you know.
I would say I'm bewitching. Oh no, wait, I'm just bitching.
I've said that.
Yeah,
It's
different.
Yeah, it's spelled differently.
I think they would just say like she's the town eccentric, meaning we don't want to deal with her, so we put her out in a weird old house out in the middle of nowhere, which would be fine by me. And honestly, like you know, I know there's witches today that. Wiccan and all that crap. I don't ever want to burn anybody at the stake, but I will hard eye roll. Like, you know, if you tell me to like light a candle and say something and
Well, okay, but also I'm going to probably eye roll if you you show up to your kid's preschool in a really provocative, quote unquote, nurse outfit. You know, you do that 200 years ago and people are going to be like, she bewitched my husband. He's just hanging out in his Pennywise costume, Boner Town. All of a sudden, he can't be held responsible for that. Burn her.
Yeah, it's her fault. I'm not going to burn her. I like to think that we're evolved. At this point, I'll think to myself, sir, have some self-control. Yes, she's dressed as a nurse.
I have one last one, but I felt like this was really interesting because it, you know, you can't just throw men under the bus for this witch thing because us girls were in on it too. That's, you know, because here's what happened. Virginia Beach, near Virginia Beach, okay? There's a place called Pungo. I might say it wrong. Punjo? I don't know. P-U-N-G-O.
In Virginia Beach? It's called that?
That's Virginia.
Okay.
And there's a story, there's a famous story called The Witch of Pungo, okay?
Mm.
But so there was this woman named Susan. Okay, no, that's her parents. Okay. There was this couple, they had a daughter named Grace, who is described as precocious and self-possessed, which, you know, you can't do that back then. You can't do that in the 1600s. They're like, she's born a witch.
You got to be careful with those labels early on in the 1600s. You got to come out with something else.
Okay. She also had the horrible fault of growing up to be remarkable in appearance and personality. She's too big.
Oh, God.
She's too beautiful.
She's too beautiful.
She's very threatening to us. She,
oh, God.
She had a lot. Was given a lot of land.
Well, that's a big deal.
Yeah. When her husband died, she had sons. She did this, like, crazy thing back then, which is decide to farm the land herself with
her
sons.
How dare she?
Yeah. She was uninterested in high society, didn't want anything to do with it. She's, quote unquote, dressed more like a man. Yes. Right? She wore a three-piece suit like the Joker on Halloween. No, that I added that.
I did that.
But you did that, right?
Yeah. I feel very related to
this
woman.
This woman was resented not only for being different, she used her feminine intuition. She was also adored.
You mean she listened to her gut?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Used her intelligence, I think is what that's saying. Yeah. Adored by the young and the elderly. Notably respected as a modest and intelligent
individual. Why did they call her a witch? I don't understand. She sounds awesome.
Because the women got jealous.
Oh.
She was... they accused her of being a murderer.
Oh, man.
Of being a transmogrifier, you know, like changing shape. They accused her of black magic and spreading plagues. Because she did. She learned how, she read all these botany books, and she learned how to, like, make medicines and stuff like that for her cattle. And they would
she
work.
She sounds awesome. You know
she's
what happened?
Amazing.
And this has happened to me.
They
she went.
Killed her.
She killed her?
They killed her. Yes. So that's why I'm saying if she
this
was a witch.
This is a good lesson to me because if I go to a party and I whip out my dance moves, that separates me. And there we go. I've elevated to a point where everybody gets jealous and I'm going to get murdered.
That's how society taught you. Dress.
Feminine.
Be like everybody else. Don't do your own thing because you're going to be seen as a witch if you do.
And they'll kill you and there's no fallout.
No. No, what?
Just so everybody remembers.
You can murder
murder a woman and no one would care.
You could be like, whoops.
By the way, that wasn't that long ago. It was only in 1975 when rape was considered more than a misdemeanor. Just to put everybody
that is
in
so
a row.
Upsetting.
I know. Just so everybody knows. Like women were like, ah, man, we don't like her. Let's just let's kill her. Don't kill any of her sons because then that would be a problem because they're dudes. But let's just
wait.
Kill
what
her.
Did they do in the scenario?
No, I'm saying anything. If you didn't like somebody back in the 1600s, you could just off them. And if it was a woman, it was not a non. It like that was the first option. They were like, "Let's not have a talking to. Let's just kill her."
Oh, it literally was like my wife talked too much, so I killed her.
I put her in the back into the hole in the back, and now I'm going to get a new wife.
Yep, I'm going to get one that's 14 and that's totally acceptable.
Because she bewitched me, because she was breathing air.
That slide come hither stand. I'm just trying to work them in there wherever I can, you guys. I'm sorry.
I'm going to take a different direction on the old scary stuff, because you're going to like this. All right, so the thing that I can't understand, but I know people get really into it,
mm-hmm.
but literally terrifies me. And also, I am not one to mess with the dark arts. I don't like my kids would tell you I'm superstitious. Do you think I'm superstitious?
I think that you very much are, but you don't like to admit it.
That's absolutely true. This is like literally hitting my nipple every time I go over here. Sorry.
Well, I would say my husband's the same way. He won't talk about it, and it's not because he thinks it's BS. It's because he thinks it's like you're invoking something.
Exactly. I'm like, don't tempt fate. Like, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to do it. I don't like Ouija boards and tarot cards, not because I like fully believe in them, because I fully don't believe in them, but I don't not believe in them. You know what I mean? I'm like, my luck would be the first time that this Ouija board worked and a frickin' dark art guy would come through and like kill me, and then I'd be ass up in a casket. I'm not doing that.
Well, so, but you know, it's hard to think that Parker Brothers is going to make, you know, Monopoly and then also make something that can conjure dark lords. But you know what?
I don't want to be wrong. So when it comes to haunted places, I don't want to go because I don't want to see a haunted thing. I don't want to go.
That's so funny. That, I want to go.
No. And I know that I can't remember the name of it, but we did stay in two really famous hotels.
Right?
One was in, Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
And one was in
San Antonio.
Mm-hmm. Both were supposed to be very famously haunted.
Oh, three. Because we stayed in that one in Rhode Island, too.
In Rhode Island. Providence. Oh, yeah. That's right. That one was really cool. Here's me. I know they're haunted. Everybody talks. Jen is my best friend. We were together all the time. I knew everything about these hotels. This is me. I go in and I'm like, maybe you're here. Maybe you're not. I appreciate you letting me borrow your space. I've paid full for it. I would just really like to be left alone. I'm going to take a nap. And I apologize if I make any noises.
I think that's probably all you need to do.
That's what I do. That's how I clear the air with every hotel room.
I can tell by these sweat shorts that she's got on that this woman is not motivated to come.
We're going to have to check and see if she's alive at some point. Have you joined our forces?
She's very much like Whoopi Goldberg from the movie Ghost, where she's like, I can't be bothered with you. I just ordered a burger from room service.
And I don't want to think you're watching me eat it because I'm going to have zero manners the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay. So now,
get back into the wall.
Yeah, give it. Just please leave. If you're watching me change my clothes, and it does anything for you, that's going to make me feel better about myself.
Yeah, don't look at me weird.
It'd be like woo, not like oh, like both.
That doesn't feel good for anybody.
I don't need a fucking judgmental ghost.
Get out of here.
Okay, so there is a place first of all. Automatically, I'm not staying here. The place is called a House of Death. I'm not staying there.
That's not a great name for a hotel.
It is a name of a hotel.
For a certain clientele, it's not bad.
22 people. This is in Greenwich, New York, by the way. And here's what I think about it. I'm like, Greenwich, New York, that's expensive.
Yeah.
And would I ever buy a place that they had disclosed that 22 people have died in this one unit?
Well, I think the wrong part of New York, you're going to find that a lot, probably.
Right. But it also had a six-year-old girl who was murdered by her adopted father. And that's who haunts that place.
That girl?
Thank you. This is supposed to be stuff.
Yeah, I don't blame you, girl. Yeah.
This is supposed to be stuff that makes people want to stay there. And I have literally been like, and crossing. I might cross off Greenwich.
Well, there is that really great place that's in the village that we went. Called Shipwreck Mary's.
Yep,
that's
yep.
There's like a haunt. There's a skeleton playing piano, and the most remarkable thing to it is that there is a bathroom that is about 2 foot by 2 foot with a toilet and a tiny sink in there that has not been cleaned since it was created in like the 1800s. That is one of the scariest parts. But you sort of get a feeling that there's something weird in there, right?
It feels cold in there. It freaks me out. I don't want to do any of that.
Last time that we traveled for our live shows, we still have some in Chicago, Detroit, and South Bend, Indiana coming.
Yes,
in,
so get your tickets.
That's it, you guys. You got to get them. But so we were traveling, and I got this special Halloween edition of like Newsweek or whatever, and it was like the most haunted places in the world. And one of them is this like castle hotel in Banff, Canada. And we got those Icon ski passes where you can like – it's like having a timeshare for ski lodges where you can go and like ski there. I told Britta
I'm not paying top dollar to have someone else stay in my room with me.
Yeah, but...
I'm not going to a haunted hotel. No way.
It's never been confirmed, but everybody who stays there, especially in specific... They actually have closed off certain rooms, which I'm like, you might be making it more creepy because nobody would ask a question if it was just a room in the hallway, but what they actually did was, like, just seal off the door. And
it makes everybody want to know what's in there.
Yeah, and that makes them want to stay there, too. So I want to stay there, and my husband said no. Yeah.
That's the thing, because it would be my luck. Like, no one's ever had a real sighting, and I show up, and I'm in a room, and some weird colonial soldier decides he wants to have a conversation in my room, and all of a sudden now I'm a vessel for all of these assholes that have, no, I can't do it. I don't want to do it.
I think the tricky thing is maybe you had that real of an experience. You could bring in a TV news crew to film the whole thing and people would still be like, yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, the colonial soldier could be sitting next to me and people would be like, I don't think it's real.
Yeah, no, that's missing a dick. He wouldn't have that tab. Those were made years later. That's,
right. Why can you see through him? Oh, he's standing in front of a mirror. I'm not doing it. I don't want to have to explain myself. I don't want to have to look at anything. It freaks me out. I would never stay at a place because it's haunted. I would leave a place.
Well, if you did have a conversation with a colonial soldier, they'd be like, she's a witch.
Yeah. They'd be like, great. Then they'd kill me.
Like, I did nothing. All I did, I overpaid for this hotel room. And you know what? I ran a business. I couldn't help it.
Here we go. And I paid on points. So now I'm like super smart. And now people are going to kill me because I'm a witch. Because I got colonial soldier here knocking down my door.
Yeah.
And I'm already unhappy about this situation.
That's upsetting. I know. Well, we did. Our friend Renee that was traveling with us, our first.
Yeah, she's a real hippy dippy.
She is, but both of
us... I'm going to get in trouble for saying that, I'm sure. She's well, like, what do you call it?
You call me
like,
a hippy-dippy to my face. Should I be upset? I just think you're describing my personality.
You guys are all like, bring out the rocks. What do you call them? Gems?
We aren't as sure about things we can't see. That's what I would say.
And I'm pretty sure about the things I can't see. I don't want to see any of it.
We had similar instances. Hers was very clear. She actually – so this hotel in Providence, Rhode Island.
That was a pretty cool place. You could tell it was historical.
She heard someone in her room when there was nobody in there. I was getting ready – and this was before I knew that there was anything like creepy about it was – I was expecting my husband and kids to come in later from the pool. So I was getting ready in the bathroom, and I heard the door. I heard somebody come in the door. So it was like in two parts where the beds were over here. And then we had a big, huge slumber party there for the kids the next night. So there was like a big living room. Mm-mm. But I went into the living room. I was like, hey, to see the kids. Nobody's there, you guys.
I'm out. I'm going to the Hilton.
That's why I didn't tell her until after we left. Yeah. And Renee said same thing. She goes, I heard a girl's voice. She's like, I talked back to the voice because – and then she was like, it struck me. And see, now I have chills. Now I have chills. But it happened there. And Kristen, remember we were at that hotel in Riverside and I kept spilling my Diet Coke when I ordered room service. It was weird. I spilled it like five times. Now, like once or twice I'd had nothing to drink besides that Diet Coke, but I could not get this Diet Coke to stand upright. And that's kind of weird, right?
I mean, depends. Like if you got shaky hands or something. I don't know why that happens. I don't like any of this. I don't like traveling in my brain right now. I will tell you that at that hotel, when I got in there, I was like, okay, if any hotel we've ever been in is actually haunted, I think it's probably this one. And I remember being in there and being like, come on, man, just go to somebody else's room, please. Like, I'm not the one to be messed with. I got a show tonight. I'm already, like, I poop 25 times before I go out, before any show. I don't need a ghost being here.
Yeah, if this isn't going to clear you out of the room, I don't know what will, buddy. It's... Lady,
like,
I think it was.
I'm going to another room. I've been in this room for 125 years. I'm out.
I mean, the hotel was absolutely beautiful. Beautiful. It was like historic. But I really did, from the second I walked in, I was like, wait, who's in here? My high school college roommate or something? It just felt like there was somebody in there with you. And I never, like, I always sleep with a little bit of white noise. And this was my way of either trying to stay awake or speed death upon me was I turned up the white noise so loud so that I could
That's
sleep.
That's the dumbest thing. Because it's like you're writing your own horror movie. You're like, dead.
Every
done.
Noise I hear is going to wake me up, and I was trying to be logical.
As he's murdering you.
Well, I was trying to be logical. I didn't think the ghost would murder me because that's a pretty clear sign that, you know, that there's a ghost in there. I wasn't having anything that clear. I was just having some weird feelings and dropping my Diet Coke a little bit. But if they're going to be bebopping around the room at night because you made them leave because you shat in there too many times, Kristen, they cross the hall into my room, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
I sent the ghost to you because I'm like, you deal with it. I'm not doing this.
Yep, out, out. Jen likes this shit.
Jen likes it? Out. Go talk to her. I'm not into this.
She likes the good stories.
I am not going to listen to your shit. I'm sorry that life in your afterlife is terrible. But life in my life right now ain't going great. My husband keeps sitting in the window without a shirt on. Can you?
I got 99 problems. And the
ghost ain't one. I think we just podcasted.
I think we did.
We got to do a mom box, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I do have one. So I loved this mom box so much because I think, you know what? Maybe I'm not going to say her name. I'm not going to say her
okay.
name.
Okay.
But
she'll know who she is.
Wait, maybe. Do I say her name? Do you think that makes everybody feel good when you say their name?
I think they like it, but okay. Unless it's too personal, no. It's not. Because then people will be scared to send us personal stuff.
No, it's not too personal. I think she's so lovely. And I think she's writing a very nice message that made me feel like, oh, this is so sweet. I got her. Okay. This is from, I love her name, Kimberly Nakapua. Which makes me think she's from Hawaii.
Oh, see, now I think you shouldn't say her whole last name.
Oh, shit.
I think you should just go Kimberly N.
Well, okay, but she's on Instagram. Fine. Kimberly N, even though she has a super cool Polynesian last name.
Well, you really switched it up. You want to give her Soch while you're at it?
Yeah.
First, you're like, I won't give her
her address is
personal.
She lives in this town. Okay, Kimberly.
Okay.
Cool Polynesian last name that I'm not supposed to say.
Okay.
Okay. She says, I started listening to your podcast just over a year ago. I was driving home one day and I was listening to you and I was laughing so hard that I was crying. I pulled into my driveway and as I was trying to put myself back together, my husband ran out to the car to see what was wrong. He thought I was crying for real.
Oh my God.
Life has been hard and I've been struggling with everything that it's been throwing at me and I don't have many girlfriends. So my husband bought us tickets to your show in Detroit and we're both so excited to see you on our night out and I'm so thankful for all that you do. I know this kind of sounds a little like self-serving. It's so nice.
They're so nice, you guys, when we get them.
But what I love, first of all, I love that she's like crying in her car and her husband thinks she's crying, but she's laughing. That makes me feel so good.
There's no better compliment than that.
And it is hard. I do think it's hard to make new girlfriends.
Totally.
Or if you move to a town and like, or your friendships shift or like, again, when you leave a preschool, you go to a different school, you have to make new parents, friends. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it.
The way to not do it is
don't
to
dress like a nurse.
Well, you move into town, you're eccentric.
Yeah.
You know, you're not neurotypical like we all are. And like, they're going to call you a witch.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Be careful with that. But I do say, we're so grateful that you're going to come to the show. We're grateful you're bringing your husband. We're going to make you laugh. And by the end of that night, you're going to walk out with like, you know, 1,500 new girlfriends. So that's how
that's true. That's
work
how
out.
The shows roll.
It's the Buckeye. Our shows
yes.
are the Buckeye. Listen, if we can all hang out together and start our periods at the same time, you think that we can't change the world? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we
you
gotta
think
do
we can't,
is.
You think we can't put our powers together and like go in and literally change how the world works?
We're just
we can.
Too busy taking care of everybody else. You know?
That's 100% true. Because women are very powerful. We just don't always know it. And that's all I'm going to say about that because I don't want to get burned at the stake. What's up?
Well, I think now we podcasted.
Now we did
Happy
podcast.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy sweater weather.